you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
We're going to talk golf on this edition of the Coach's Corner. Fall high school sports season, it's off and rolling. Can you believe that? Still about 11 days away from the first day of school, but the fall sports season has begun. Both Carbon and Emory have already started the golf season. Yesterday it was the opener for Carbon High School. This is a team that has not lost a region meet in over 2 years, and they kept that streak alive yesterday, topping both Union and Delta by two strokes. It was a close one, but Carbon found a way to get a victory, and that also just happened to be the very first meet for first-year head coach Brett Johnson, who is actually joining us on the phone right now to talk a little bit about yesterday's performance and what lies ahead for the golf team. Coach, a pleasure. Thank you again for making time today.
Well, thanks for having me.
Coach, let's dive right into it. You guys travel to Roosevelt, go toe-to-toe with what's going to be a compact region, yet at the same time you finish with the top score at a 334 for the team.
Yep, we beat Union by two and Delta by two. I'm really proud of the boys. They battled. We had a bunch of holes that kind of was a little struggle, but everybody gave 100%, and that's all I could ask for.
Coach, it was your first meet as the head coach of the program. Were you nervous at all?
Oh, definitely. You know, as a golfer myself, you know, I couldn't be out there hitting balls. I couldn't play for them, but so I was definitely nervous that way for them. But all in all, it was our first match. As a team, we got the win, so that's all that matters to me.
Well, let's talk about some of the individuals yesterday in the opener. Brady Gagan leads the way with a 79, and as you and I had talked a little bit off of the cuff, while 79, very admirable, I believe it was the second lowest score of the day individually. Brady, he could have played a lot better, you told me.
Yeah, he had a couple bogeys coming into the last few holes that kind of put a little hampering on his finish there, but for the most part, he played really well. I was pleased with Brady's round for that day.
Outside of that, Carson Martinez has an 83, had to take a 9 on one hole and still manage to shoot an 83, which tied for the fifth lowest score of the meet individually. So Carson, I mean, if you get rid of that one hole, he's right there as well.
Yeah, he's right in it too. I was really proud of him. He took that 9 on his second hole, and so he's battling all day, and he actually came out with a pretty decent score.
Yeah, you take a 9 on hole number 2, and I know any sport, if it's basketball, baseball, football, golf, volleyball, it doesn't matter. I mean, it's all mental. That right there, I guess, shows a lot of maturity on his end, because that 9 could have hampered him throughout the day, and it didn't.
For sure. Definitely. And then also, I was really proud of Caden Savinsky. He was my number 6 yesterday, and he showed me a lot that he can play with these guys. So I was really proud of him.
Coach, it's going to be a tight region. Carbon 334 yesterday, Union 336, Delta 336. After that, there was quite a drop-off to Juab and Providence Hall. But when you look at the individual scores, Brady firing a 79, Carson with an 83, getting an 83 from Caden, where do those four scores need to be ideally, at least in your mind?
Oh, we definitely need to have at least two scores in the 70s. Every match, and then two more low 80s. And I know my guys can do it. We've been practicing a couple weeks before that, and we've been consistently shooting about 316 as a team. So I'm not too worried about it. Next week we play here at Carbon. I expect us to shoot around 310 to 300. So.
As far as some of the other individuals go, we've talked about Gagan, Martinez, and Slavinsky. You get an 89 out of Nick Olson, an 89 out of Jordan Penevich, and then a 90 from Tyler Yakovich. These are three other kids that I'm sure you're expecting to lean on at some point in time of the year. How important are those two scores that don't get counted, Coach? I mean, does it help push these kids, the other four scores? To me, it seems it's important in that regard.
Oh, for sure. Not everybody's going to play good every match. So for those kids that are struggling during that day, I just expect them to, you know, realize that, hey, this is a team and I need you to make every shot count. And at the end of the day, you know, if, as long as you give me that 100%, that's all I ask for.
When you guys travel to Roosevelt, Coach, what are some of the difficulties that a kid could encounter on that course, at least from your in your perspective, in your mind? What are some of the tough aspects of the Roosevelt course that you have to overcome?
There's two holes in particular, hole number 13 and hole number 14, that I personally do not like. I've personally taken big numbers on them. As long as you can take a par or bogey, you pick up a good couple shots on the field. It's just keeping the ball in play there. If you're hitting them in the trees, you're shooting, you know, mid to high 90s real easy on that golf course. So,
again, we're being joined right now by Coach Brett Johnson, first-year coach of the boys' golf squad at Carbon High School. Coach, some of the other individuals from other schools. Jake Henry shoots a 77. Right now, he has the lead on the individual leaderboard. Right behind Brady Gagan was Carter Arnold from Union. He shoots an 80. Union also has T.J. Harper. He's in the top five. And then you have two golfers tied for that fifth spot right now. So from an individual standpoint, maybe pretty packed this region this season as well, which is something that we've seen. We've seen a lot of great golfers come through this region, but at the same time, those are some really close scores after the first meet.
Right. And I, for this year especially, our first match, I could tell that there were some nerves definitely going on for our team. I think putting this one behind us and getting on to our next one, we're going to be a lot more relaxed, especially being at home. I expect to see our scores be a lot lower than the other teams, and I think we're going to see a little bit different stroke lead for us.
Yeah, you talk about being at home. I mean, it's one, you get one home meet a year, so you definitely have to take advantage of it. And you guys get it early on in the season, Coach. You mentioned you expect this team to shoot around, what, a 310? Is that what you said?
Yeah, 310. 310 or better is my goal for our team.
That's about a 24-stroke difference here. It's not unreasonable, but this is an opportunity for you guys to actually develop not an extensive lead, but at least a more comfortable lead than two strokes early on in the season. Would you prefer to have this meet at home early on in the season to develop that lead, or later on in the year to kind of close it out, or does it matter?
It doesn't really matter. I'm happy where it is right now, that it's our second match. If it was our first match, I'd be a little bit more worried, but now that we have a match under our belt, the kids kind of know what to expect, especially the ones that actually, for the first time playing varsity, can, you know, just be a little bit more relaxed going in and playing their game.
Sure, sure. I'm sure you'll be more relaxed as well as a coach.
Yeah, for sure. I think so.
Coach, between now and then, what are some of the things that you work on, knowing that you're going to have this meet at your home course, and it's right there in your own backyard? I mean, you can walk out and try whatever you would like to try between now and then. What are some of the things that you guys try to work on?
A lot of it's just working on our short game, because that's where you can gain a lot of strokes on people and improve for ourselves. Our putting, our chipping, we can always get better at that. And just being out and playing our golf course, you know, is going to be a big deal for us.
Do you feel more comfortable with this unit, these six guys that you have? Do you feel more comfortable with them on a hole, say, that's a par three, or a hole that's a par five? For someone who can't get out and watch these guys participate in these meets, what seems to be a comfort level for these guys? I mean, you mentioned the short game, so which is it? Par fives, par threes, where are they most comfortable?
You know, at our course, I would probably go with the par five, just because our par fives are a little bit shorter. And I think our kids know what clubs to hit on our par fives. I think that will be a little bit better for them. And then, you know, par threes too. I think we're really good. We're a solid team with our irons. We work at those, you know, two, three times a week to to get better on that, and I think all this practice that we've been doing is going to pay off for next week.
Yeah, and what are the advantages right now that I don't think can be overstated? Kids don't have to worry about school right now. I mean, you got two meets where they do not have to worry about school.
Right, and that just gives us a good opportunity to practice more. You know, most of our kids have been living basically out on the golf course these last couple weeks, so they've been, and that maybe could have played a little bit on them too yesterday, playing a lot of golf before it, but you know, still got to play the game.
No doubt. No doubt. Coach, I definitely appreciate you taking out the time. Congratulations on picking up that first meet victory, and best of luck next week at home, and hopefully we'll catch up again soon.
All right. Thanks, Jordan.
Absolutely. That's Coach Brett Johnson, again, of the Carbondale Golf Squad. You can get a full recap of yesterday's results by visiting CastleCountryRadio.com. That includes the current standings for both teams and individuals. We've got a break for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up when we return. It's right here on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 a.m.